Good afternoon or good morning, CEOs, wherever you are in the world. Hey, before we start, 1,000 listeners. Yeah, we've gone from this little idea that me and Stuart had about, hey, let's take what you've got with Athlete's Secret Weapon, Stuart. Absolutely phenomenal stuff that he does with athletes and does stuff with business owners and CEOs as well. And let's make it unique. Let's put this thing together where we got this idea. I've got this idea, Stu, where we take your Athlete's Secret Weapon, we put CEO there, we make it for the C-suite. We make it for the entrepreneurs, we make it for the intrapreneurs, the managers, the people in business that want to push through to that next level, their secret weapon, you know, a secret weapon in their pocket that they can pull out, press play on iTunes or Spotify, and they've got it there, information at their fingertips. Oh, I'm passionate about this, and we've just hit 1,000 listeners. Okay, we're no Joe Rogan yet. Not just my wording yet, but it's such an honor that we have 1,000 listeners so far. That's 1,000 people that are listening in America, in Australia, in the UK, in Asia, or everywhere. Yeah, we've got all these different places, and yeah, okay, it may seem small at the moment, but it's a big thing for us because we're making an impact. And we're getting more and more emails from people as well. Yeah, more requests. Stuart's had some requests. I've had a request today. And that request is about how do you make strategic decisions in business? So that's what I'm here for today. So what is the CEO Secret Weapon? If this is your first time listening, the CEO Secret Weapon, it's the go-to podcast for business leaders and their teams where we explore the world of human potential, specific strategies that you can take, and the mindset of elite performers so that you can harness some of the tools and achieve more of what's possible in your business and in life. So let's get stuck in then. How do we make strategic decisions? So when you listen to the CEO Secret Weapon podcast, you get a few different perspectives, not just from me and Stuart, but also our different backgrounds. Stuart doesn't just work with elite athletes. He's also a successful business owner. He's worked with corporations. He's been in a lot of the C-suite environment, so he understands it from different perspectives. So you're not just getting a single answer. You're getting different hats. And it's the same for me as well. You know, Stuart's position, my background in the past, people that know me and I've worked with as a coach or as a colleague in business, as an investor, whatever it may be, they know me from different perspectives. So I've got to choose what hat to wear in these podcasts as well. So I've got a few different hats to try on to answer this question around strategic decisions. And what I will do is I'll briefly brush over all of them because there's different answers that may help different people depending on where they are. I would love to be able to sit down with every listener that listens to this and give people a specific one-to-one answer that is suited and tailored to their business. But for me to do that, there's a long process. Well, not a long process. There's a given process where we have to really understand what your world's about because humans are not generic. Humans are not generic. And what that means is you can go and take one process and it doesn't mean it's going to work with that certain company or that person. And remember, a organization is just a collective of people. That's all it is. Yeah. Organization, like a living organism, is a group of cells. Yeah. An organization is a group of people. So an individual, a collective team, and a big organization of the teams working together, right? Just like the human body is all collective cells into this one big organism that then operates. So why is this important that I mention this? Well, when we're making strategic decisions, I'm going to try wearing different hats. Here's the coaching hat, okay? I'll wear the coaching hat. I'll start with a few questions. The first thing is, what is your direction of travel? Where are you heading? Okay. So how clear are you on what your 30-year goal for the business looks like? Because we're talking organizational strategic decisions here. Okay. So this organization, is it bigger than your lifestyle or is it just there for your life and then you'll close the business? Because if we think about it, there's a three ways that a business can end, isn't there? Okay. We either sell it, yeah, We grow it and pass it on to our family members or friends or colleagues that work their way up through the C-suite and it continues. Or we die and the business dies with it. Yeah, bit morbid, but it's the reality. Okay. So if you think about it then, we need to know what that end in mind looks like. Well, not end in mind. What does the 30 years look like? It doesn't mean it has to be the end. It could expand even further and further if you go for option two. Yeah. So think about it from a big goal, right? What is the big vision here? The more clarity you have on that vision, the more clear the direction is to make decisions. Here's an example of this. I've got a good friend, yeah? And he was. I'm not going to go into detail. It's all confidential. But he was a footballer, okay? And he chose to give up football in his early 20s. And every time that we used to meet him, we used to go, why did you quit football, man? That could have been you up there with all, you know, these famous people and all the cars and having that lifestyle. And he went, Lou, that's not what I wanted. That's not what I'm about. Yeah. I just love football. I love playing it. And it got to a stage that it wasn't about the football anymore. It was about other things in life that was needed to be sacrificed for him to be this world-class footballer. And he wasn't prepared to do it, okay? Why was he not prepared to do it? Well, he decided that wasn't the direction he wanted to go in. So when he had opportunities and different decisions to make, he had to choose whether it was that direction or that direction. And because he was so clear eventually that it wasn't the, you know, to go and play in the Premier League, he decided that the decision is quick. I can go and do that instead because he knew where he wanted to go. Yeah, and it wasn't football. So why would I tell you this? Because when you're clear on that direction and what that vision is, right? And this is what I do with businesses. I'd sit down and go, okay, what's the big, hairy, audacious goal? The BHAG. Yeah, this is stuff from Verm Harmish. Yeah, and this is not my content. That's Verm Harmish. What's the big, hairy, audacious goal? Where we go, what's the big vision that we're aiming for here? What's the 30-year goal? Then we break it down. And something that we like to call, or I like to call, is the three hag. Yeah. What's the 3-year hairy audacious goal? What does that mean? Okay. So now we've got the big goal, the 20-year goal. That's the thing that excites us. That's the vision. That's the thing that gets us out of bed every morning that we can all come together and accumulate around our round table. Go back to the previous episodes. Yeah. Who do you want around your boardroom table? And we can go, right, I'm only going to allow people around this boardroom table that has and shares that big, hairy, audacious goal and shares the same values around it, the same passion for it, the same motivation, the same thing that gets them out of bed every morning to come and do this, not because they're getting paid for it, but because they believe in it so much that that's the impact they can make. If you look at the larger organizations and the leaders around their boardroom tables, they share this passion, okay? It's not just about it. They work the long hours, not for the money. They work the long hours because they're prepared to put the work in to make an impact, right? I work with a lot of professors at universities, yeah? They're not the highest paid people, but they work and work and they go beyond to talk about the topic and subject that they're so passionate about in. I've got a great friend who's a doctor in physiology, and he works all through the night. And I think he's crazy the amount of hours he works, and he sleeps for about 3 or 4 hours because he just loves helping people with their physical health. Yeah, he loves it. He's got 2 PhDs. He's got master's degrees. He's got everything. Yeah, and he's the most down-to-earth person you will meet. Yeah, we should get him on the podcast, actually. And he just he's there because he cares. He's on the mission to help more people. Yeah. So what's your mission? What's your vision? We talk about vision and mission, but hopefully this has just put, you know, rocket fuel on that fire of what vision and mission talks about. I recommend going and reading the books by Verm Harmish as well to look deeper into this content. But it's also the stuff we do with Action Coach too. It supports all this. It backs it all up. So that's the coaching hat as well. get real clear on that 20-year, 30-year journey. What does that look like? And remember as well, if you look at the evidence and where companies really start to get gravity, get altitude and take off, it tends to be in that 20-year lifespan. So are you thinking too short term, or are you thinking long term enough, that 20-year space? For my businesses, they are, you know, 20 years plus. And I can definitely see the gravity and the team members coming on board, and the customers and the clients starting to get more and more passionate about what we do and helping more people. It happens towards that 20 years. If you can get it off the ground even sooner, yeah, it's possible. It is possible, and things will accelerate with the rate of technology. But look, by 20 years, that's where we should be aiming. What's that 20-year goal, 30-year goal? What do we want to be hitting by then? Why is this important? Back to the coaching question. Okay, now you know what you want, right? What sort of interference is getting in the way? What's stopping us from getting there? Okay, we can ask questions around that, and we can do these sort of discoveries to find out what's getting in the way, how do we get around it, and how do we start to move from it? So we got the BHAG, we got the 3HAG, which is the 3-year goal to move towards it, and then we start to look and break it down even further. Rather than overdoing it with all these action points, how can we start to just get a sprint? How do we get a sprint together over a certain period of time, maybe a year, the year sprint, 12-month sprint? What's the thing that we're going to achieve in the 12 months? And this is where people go wrong, right? This is where business owners go wrong. They allow so much distraction to come in, and new points and new action points and new things come and sideswipe them, that they do the actions, not saying that don't do the actions, they do the actions, but they don't go into the depth of what that means. So the real people, that they understand that there's 12 months here, and it's not just to get a lot of shit done. It's the 12 months here to really get obsessed around this constraint in the business. They get obsessed around the constraint, yeah? As that constraint is, you learn more about it, you start to live more about it, become a professional. I've spent, you know, 30K plus this year in a constraint in my own business, where we figured out there was this constraint that was really going to be there. And unless we started to really focus on it and handle it, then, and it was an operational constraint in our workshop, right? We needed to figure out, how do we get this, be the masters of it. So we got the masters in to come into us and teach us about it. Now, we didn't just leave it to the team. We got all the managers, all the directors around the table, all the boardroom table, and gone, teach us about this. Not just show us, don't just be the consultant, be the people that can educate us and mentor. Where is the next learning for us? How do we figure out more about this topic? Because the better we get at it, the better we can move forward in the future, learn from it. And look, if you've got those resources in your business, man, competitive advantage. Yeah, huge competitive advantage. So now you've got that information, you could spend a whole year becoming obsessed around that thing that you're going to need as a generalist moving forward. Okay, so now you've got that information, you've learned about it, you've become obsessed around it, you've grown that into your whole psyche. It now gives you the ability to understand it to such a level that you can make better strategic decisions around it. But look, this isn't just about you. You've got your boardroom table. By this episode in the CEO Secret Weapon, I would hope that you understand the importance of having people around you. And it's not just about you on this journey. If you're going to be a great leader, a great CEO, your job is not to be the peacock walking around thinking that you're the best. That's not what a business owner or a manager that's got great leverage is all about. What you need to do is be thinking, how do I create leaders? How do I make other people around me be leaders, right? So back to the idea of strategic decisions. I would go as far to say here, why are you making the strategic decisions? The strategic decisions that you should be making are, who do you need around that boardroom table to help you make the right strategic decisions? Okay, get the people around you, educate them, look after them, make sure that they have the best knowledge around these topics. Get them in the room, do your yearly plan, do your 3-year, do your 20-year plan, work backwards through it, okay? And then we arrive at, well, there's the year sprint. What does the next 3-month sprint look like? Yeah. What is the absolute thing that we need to focus on? Nothing in between. Nothing in between. As long as we get this done, right? The human mind. Yeah. Stuart will go into this as well. Yeah. I've got to be careful when I talk about this human mind, because then I remember who my colleague is. He's one of the world's top hypnotherapists, NLP practitioners, okay? So I have to be careful when I talk about this, yeah? But also, to challenge Stuart on this as well, I've also got a PhD in organizational psychology from a collective level. So you're listening to the right place when it comes to this stuff, ladies and gents. Now, when we start to take on too much stuff, multitasking, we're not designed to multitask, okay? Let's just figure out one step at a time. If we've got a lot of tasks on, let's not spread it out. Let's not put it together so everything is happening all at once. We need to figure it out and then go right into small segments. This, then this, then this, then this. If we've got too many things to be doing in 1 week because we like to hustle, yeah, look busy, thinking busy rather than working smarter, then too much stuff can start to distract us, which removes us from that strategic decision of where we're actually going. So what we're after here is that 3-month sprint needs to be really clear that as long as we achieve what we've talked about in that 3 month, we will move forward. Now, if we do it all too fast and do too many things at once, we don't get the real gravitas around what it was really about and the understanding around it. So we have to become students, students of success, students of learning what it needs to happen, what is required in that 3 months, that 3-month goal. Yeah. So making strategic decisions. What I'm emphasizing here is that the answer to this can be different depending on your journey and where you are at. If you are thinking 20 years, you're going to need leverage, and you're going to not just need leverage, I positioned that wrong. And that's an old belief that I had, is you've got to have leverage to get more out of the business. But it's not the whole reason why you need great people around you. You need great people to actually have that environment, yeah? Not just for leverage, not for a logical reason, but for emotional reasons, for organizational reasons. Why do you need to be the expert in making strategic decisions? You don't need to be the expert, CEOs. You don't need to be the expert. Yeah? Ego is kicking in if you think you're the expert. What you need to be really, really good at is becoming not a leader, is helping other people become leaders. Right? You need to be really good at finding great people. Finding great people isn't easy. So what do you need to get good at there? You need to get good at marketing yourself and the business of why people should come and sit around your boardroom table in the first place. So guess what? In those one of those 3-month sprints we spoke about, go and read all the great marketing books with the hat on of how can I use this not just to get new clients, but to attract great people to this business that can help me make better strategic decisions. Because look, if you are the solopreneur, I get it, you're at a different stage. This is the CEO's secret weapon, and I'm speaking to CEOs here, right? I'm speaking to you if you're not the CEO yet, or you're not at that level yet, you will become it. And that's the point of this, is I'm giving you the information. So when you are there, yeah, you're starting to think like the CEO now. This is it. You're starting to think like a CEO. And if that gap between where you are and the CEO position, it can start to go, well, how do I fill that gap to get the information that I need to be the CEO? Yeah, CEO of your life or whatever that may be, right? So finding great people, marketing. Then when you've found them, guess what you need to do? You've got to be able to sell to these great people. So it's a sales thing. So you better get really good at sales. Yeah, and 3 months of sales. You can get obsessed about it and start to learn it, Who's in sales? How long does sales take to learn? It's a never-ending journey, isn't it? Yeah. So what am I saying? This isn't just about go and read a few books. This is about becoming obsessed and about becoming your life. Yeah. This is about becoming your life, that these are things that are going to keep reoccurring in my world as I go up the next level towards higher success as a CEO. So you need to start becoming the student of success, following the people, not that are, you know, light years ahead, not all these people that you see on Instagram that they're pretending to be billionaires and all this stuff. Just follow the people that are doing it, doing what you're doing, taking that next step of somebody who's doing something a little bit more successful than you. I follow people in marketing. They've never owned businesses before. And they're giving advice on teams and leadership and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, you're good at marketing. I'm going to listen to you for that. But don't tell me how to run my business in regards to team, because you don't even have a business. You're a solo person. Yeah, no disrespect to that. They're doing very well. But their thing is marketing. And I respect them that they're a great marketer. So I listen to them for their marketing abilities. Yeah. So now you've got, when you do get the people around the boardroom table, your next job is going to be from an operational perspective. What we mentioned so far, marketing, sales, operations, and yeah, what are the other two? Finance, HR. We need to get these people around our boardroom table, and then we need to start leveraging them and their abilities, not just from a logical perspective, but from an emotional perspective. What does that mean? Building them up, building their character, who they need to become the elite people around your boardroom table to create an elite organization that can make better strategic decisions. So what am I saying here? A great strategic decision, ladies and gents, is to make the strategic decision around who do you need around that table. Yeah, let them be the decision makers. Let them be the strategic decision makers. Why? Well, here's the secret. When they make the decisions, the strategic decisions, guess who owns it? They do. When you make the strategic decisions and you wear the hat and you're running around and you're saying how great you are and that you're the CEO. Yeah, I actually, when I'm coaching with people, by the way, I don't like them referring to themselves as the CEO. Why? Because that's a lot of hard work and a lot of responsibility that you're taking from other people. You want to be building the other people. In fact, I want to sit there as a shareholder and go, you are the CEO. Build CEOs. Yeah. So do you really want to be the CEO? That just puts a twist on the CEO Secret Weapon podcast completely, doesn't it? But that's the point. Ultimately, you just want to be the shareholder. You don't want to be the CEO. Why? Because if you're the CEO, how many other CEO, how many businesses of the CEO can you be? Yeah. Well, it's time restricted, isn't it? If you're a shareholder, there's no time restriction. How do you make money as a shareholder? Shares, right? Growing businesses. Being an investor. Being an entrepreneur, a true entrepreneur. Buying and selling businesses and investing them and scaling them up. If you're the CEO, that's a job. You're needed there. It's time for money. Okay? So really think about it here. Do you want to be the CEO? Yeah? Be the CEO of your life where you're taking ownership. I always say, actually, that the letter CEO, here's a better way of thinking about it. CEO stands for Chief Energy Officer. So if you are around that boardroom table and you've got your marketing expert, okay, smaller business, marketing manager, sales manager, yeah, financial manager, next size business, C-suite, yeah, your COO, your CFO, or the C-suite are there, next size, you know, the CEO of this business, CEO of that business, CEO, that's when you're an entrepreneur, is you've got different people around you owning different businesses. You own the industry, okay? So you could make a widget. Let's say you make a car. Well, I want to own the engine plant. I want to own the place where the raw materials come from. I want to own the garage. You see what I mean? You're becoming an entrepreneur to own your supply chain. It's a different way of thinking, but it all depends on the level you are at. But one thing for sure, strategic decisions is going to be about having those great people. And those great people are going to need you to be the CEO, the chief energy officer, because they're going to have bad days. They're going to have great days. They're going to have such great days where their ego takes over and then they have a bad day. And they're going to rely on people all the time to come back to. And that's where a true leader comes in. He's the person that supports them, the person that has their back, their CEO, the person that they can look up to and they can follow. And they may just be sitting there. You may just be sitting there in the background and supporting these people. Yeah. If you think about it, what do we really want? We want to delegate to people and have them make the strategic decisions, because when they make those decisions, they are accountable to those decisions. If you make all the strategic decisions, you're the person who has to do it all, right? And you haven't got that many hours to do it, especially if you're thinking about taking this business to another level. So where are the great people? How do you become the CEO, the chief energy officer for their life? Not just them in business, but you help them. You're there, you're supporting them, you're backing them. And I'm not saying go and sit around, you know, and watch Netflix in the evening with them. It's not the point. But when you become a part of their world that helps them move forward in life, yeah, helps them reach new financial goals, help them reach new career goals, whatever that may look like for them, that's when you're the true CEO. Yeah, it's not just about business. You're making it beyond business. You're making it about being the CEO that takes care of people and your team members. You help them become the strategic decision makers and leaders in your business. I hope this is useful, ladies and gents. Very passionate about this topic. As you can tell, it's what I do for a lot of businesses and organizations, including my own that I invest in as well. So yeah, a lot of passion that came out in this episode. Thanks, Stuart, for throwing down the topic from the, not too sure it came from. It's all confidential, by the way. But Stuart receives the emails and he puts them towards me to say, Lewis, you know, I've got one about business here and how do they apply some of the stuff from the CEO Secret Weapon. Could you put it into a strategic a podcast? So if you want to get in touch with us, ceosecretweapon.info, go on there. There's resources on there. You can connect with me and Stu on LinkedIn. So yeah, give that a view. Oh, and by the way, give it a follow. If you got content from this and you found it useful, then give it a follow. It really helps us build up on the leaderboard on Spotify and on iTunes. And of course, if there's any gold nuggets in this that you feel could help anybody else, please do share it. We don't run ads on this, you know, so we save you that hassle of being bombarded with adverts like you get on other podcasts. It's just about making an impact, ladies and gents, and hopefully you can help us make more impact too. Let's get to 2,000. Let's get to 2,000. Yeah, we're at 1,000 currently, but let's get to 2,000 and make a bigger impact. Thank you, listeners. We really, really appreciate you for being on this journey with us. Take care.